IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear brothers and sisters from across the globe Welcome to yet another episode of your program The Viewpoint Here we are after a while So we are so psyched to be here But I'm not alone in the studio I am joined by my dear brother Brother Muhammad Assalamu alaikum dear brother
Alaikum assalam Thank you for inviting me to IRIB
Thank
brother.
You so much for accepting our invitation And it's an honor to have you here all the time
Appreciate it
Thank
honor
you
is mine.
Thank you. And on the left side of mine, I do have the pleasure to have dear brother Sheikh Liaqat. Assalamu alaikum, dear Sheikhuna, and welcome.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you so much for inviting.
Dear brother Muhammad, throughout the history of the resistance movement, believers have relied on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promises during their most difficult and hardships. So, For instance, we've got from the story and the Battle of Karbala to the Operation True Promise, the first, the second, and Wa'adiyya Sadiq, right? How have divine promises inspired endurance, resilience, and, you know, eventual victory for people during all these resistance? We have different topics, similar topics when it comes, do you remember when United States invaded Iraq and it was a very dark time at the moment, George Bush, the son, George Walker Bush was yes. in charge and he was talking as if he wanted to devour the whole world, starting from, and Condoleezza Rice and, yes. you know, those guys. I was in like
very diabolical times,
very indeed. Very difficult times, and no one knows what's gonna happen. It was like the most stretched Hitchcockian suspension of the in the political sphere, and no one knows what's going to happen next. They're going to they have invaded Afghanistan, they attacked Iraq, they were talking about Libya, Iran, Syria, and all those things, and but resistance has shaped or has find its true. Resilience at those times as well, mm-hmm. starting from Iraq and then other places. And now we've got 30 million people coming to the Najaf to Karbala route of Iraq as well and demanding justice for the whole region, for the Palestine, for mm-hmm. the Gaza, for the Yemen, Iran, and all places. How do you see the divine's, you know, powerful hand within the story of standing against oppression?
Of course, no resistance. The resistance means withstanding against a power or something that is supposedly is more, more in magnitude. That means resistance. So that withstanding requires patience. It just goes exchangeably, defined. So resistance, patience, and when we talk about patience in a political terms. We could divide it, I was thinking about it last night, a patience of a leader with the nation, patience of a leader with a nation, patience of a nation towards the leader and towards the government, and the patience of the government towards the people. There has to be linkages that links all these, different aspects of nation and patience together, and it has to be common between all of them, and the common theme in the Islamic Republic of Iran, when it comes to patience, is relying on true divinity. Mm-hmm. True divinity and truthfulness that is projected all in all aspects for Western audience is to define this divinity since they are absorbed in material life and that they're paying debts.
So it's not a passing temporary idea like American dream.
It is, exactly.
It stems into something like divine.
Higher value, human values, caring for others, oppressed. As Imam Ali says, if our ideology is helping the oppressed and standing and resisting against the tyrant and the oppressor. And Imam Ali himself was embodiment of patience, political, strategic patience.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And for 25 years, he was patient with his nation.
Yeah.
And he did not say, and he let the nation grow to a point, inflection point, that they recognize he's a true leader. Imam Khamenei did practice the same thing.
It was the ultimate sacrifice. Yeah. Yeah.
Imam Khamenei, despite all these backbiting and defamation attacks, on his personal life and personality and his family, practiced patience with the institutions of the Iran, the Islamic Republic. He let them commit mistakes in negotiations, even though he wasn't with the negotiations principally. Imam Mujtaba Khamenei when he projected his, he uttered his statement. Yeah. That this is principally against my views for the interest of the nation, but. Politically for the well-being of the nation, because this is what the nation wants, yeah, exactly. And the political elected politicians want, which are the representative of Iran. I allowed, but ultimately it came down to a point that the words of the leader came true actually. So exactly. This is patience, letting the institutions grow, and what happened. As a result of this strategic patience,
you can see the quality of fatherhood here, right?
Yes,
like a father.
Exactly. Now the institutions are taking care of the, leadership and the people. So he taught them what patience is. Mm. Iran cannot be dismantled as a government because the divine patience is embedded in Iranian institutions. You know what? Yeah, what exactly. The Americans administration don't have and dream
exactly,
of.
Indeed. MashaAllah. Thank you so much, dear brother Sheikh Liaqat. The divine names reveal not only who Allah Subhanahu wa Taala is, as we know, but also how believers should live. Mm-hmm. Right. So, what do the divine names such as As-Sabur, the most patient? Oh, and Al-Muntaqim, the just avenger, teach us about responding to oppression in everyday life.
Amazing. Like I was, when Brother Muhammad was saying about it, I was just thinking about the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. Like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a lot, the one who is the most patient one ever. You know, you have asked me this
God
question.
God is the most patient, huh, right?
Indeed. I mean, the most.
Imagine you become something and you know, I mean, like you're like a parent, mm-hmm. and you know the scene or the troubles that your like kids made, and you have to be patient.
Yeah.
It's really difficult.
It's difficult. Normally parents get frustrated, unfortunately, but in Islamic upbringing, Islam teaches us not to get frustrated. Like it's actually the upbringing of the parents themselves. They have to do the proper upbringing for themselves so that they can do proper upbringing to their children.
It's an ongoing process.
Yeah, it's an ongoing process. It's not like, okay, upbringing only for kids. This is a wrong terminology. No. Upbringing for everyone. Like the person is going to be in the process of upbringing until his deathbed, until his last breath, of course. And now coming to the concept of Sabur, which you have asked me, like the concept is the one who is always in state of patience. Uh-huh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in state of patience. You asked me the first question, right, about divine justice.
Yes.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this quality of patience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reflected in his divine justice. Uh-huh. If it wasn't for the patience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah would give rewards to us straight away whenever we recite namaz, whenever we recite a salawat, example, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum. And whenever a person does a sin, Allah will punish him, isn't it? Uh-huh. So it's because of the patience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to hold up that divine justice for another period of time, like later on. Yeah.
Yes.
So that's the reason why people might ask, oh, why are we not getting rewards for the patience what we are having right now upon the musibah, upon Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam's musibah, example, upon the martyrdom of our leader Shahid Khamenei's musibah. Like, you know, there's a lot of sorrow. People are like, they're kind of revolting against the oppressors, but nothing is happening. Where's the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You see, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept it. You know, the concept is like, it's like this. Let me, if I have to portray it from another dimension, I would say Allah's help is there every time.
Yeah.
It's just hidden. Right now, Allah is helping us right now. Mm-hmm. Okay? There is justice right now, divine justice.
Beautiful.
Of course. Yeah,
that will be seen on another day, like the Day of Judgment, and people will see that's there. But right now there is. And the justice is that to act it in a very patient, full manner.
And it's for our best interest to be revealed at its own time.
The resistance, the patience, whatever. You know, Brother Muhammad was saying about resistance. Like, if we have to keep about resistance, consider a dam. Okay, uh-huh. The dam is resisting
keeping the
full force of water.
Yeah.
Okay. At the same time, the dam which is resisting the full force of and pressure of water is having patience. If it doesn't have patience, it would break.
Yeah.
So resistance come hand in hand with patience.
Mm-hmm.
These people who are resisting the superpowers, so-called superpowers, they're having patience. Otherwise, they would break from within themselves.
Yes.
Resistance needs patience, just like the dam.
Yeah.
It should be patient. It should have this quality of patience in order to resist. Okay, when I'm having patience and resisting the water, does the pressure of water reduce? No, the pressure of water is still there. But what is being successful? Who is successful over here is the dam. Likewise, the superpowers, whoever they are, and the so-called superpowers with all the nuclear weapons, all the ammunition, weapons, and all the soldiers, whatever, and all the naval capabilities and ships and air force, whatever they have. Okay, the pressure is high. But if we are resisting and having patience, we would easily, of course, we would deter them. We would resist them with the divine quality of the patience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well.
Inshallah. Thank you so much. Dear Brother Muhammad, the strongest response is not always the fastest one, right?
Correct.
You agree? Okay. So what is the strategic patience and how does it differ from weakness, hesitation or surrender? Do you remember during the first and second True Promise operation, sometimes some people criticized, even some military, aware people as well, that why Iran is not answering like within the one day or second day, why Iran is being patient, what was the reason behind it? And then they understand it eventually. But again, what is the strategic patience? Please do elaborate on that.
There is a book written by Nassim Nicholas Taleb, The Black Swan.
Yeah, the famous one.
Yes.
I have read some books from him.
Yes. Peter, it explains there is two systems of reasoning and rationality when it comes to decision-making system. One that is more inclined towards fast, creating fast judgments and results. And system two, which is a little bit slower but more accurate, which relies more on rationality, skepticism, and to produce, you know, it looks at the empirical, the data, and what is factual to conclude a rational, you know, a factual, you know, reasoning.
Okay.
So this is what the Islamic Republic as a system is practicing, you know, abiding by reasoning, by rationality, what the U.S. administration and the whole, you know, political world is infatuated by. Like, how is this government with the less technological advancement is scoring more victories on the political stage by winning the public opinion and changing the public perception, and on the military level by defeating America? Like this, the sadly ignominious defeat of American military is unprecedented in the whole colonial life of this project, you know?
Yeah.
This is called, you know, a strategic patient in their perspective. As I said, we are people of God. We are the people of divinity, and we are on the right side of the history, and we make the right decision. We lead by example and actions. They are leading by slogans and propagation of lies. So here is the difference between the Islamic Republic, which is a government of people for people. That's the only truly government of people for people in the whole world, you know, in essence.
Thank you so much, both of you, dear brother Sheikh Liaghat and dear brother Muhammad. I enjoyed our talk, and I hope we can continue this in other episodes coming out, inshallah. Thank you so much, both of you.
Thank you.
Guys, and dear audience, our brothers and sisters, please do keep us in your prayers until another episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.
shining bright, you came to us with a heart so full of love, and you showed that you're the one who cares the most, and to us you've always been so close. Everyone will say, please save me, accept Al-Habib. Ummati, Ummati, يقولها لنا يوم القيامة. Ummati, Ummati, يقولها شفاعة أنا لها.